Good morning, people of God. We're glad to have you with us here on the Voice of the Shepherd from King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. We are now in the season of Lent. Now, the season of Lent refers to the 40 days before Easter, not including Sundays. During this time, we draw our attention to the suffering and death of Jesus. Not surprisingly, many Christians struggle with how to understand Lent. The somberness of the season caused some to feel sad or glum. Some even avoid going to church during this time of year. Yet while the season of Lent can be sobering for us, it's a time for us to focus on something that affects every human being to ever live. It points us to Jesus and what he did for all people. God the Father knew that we could not save ourselves, so he sent his only begotten Son, Jesus, into the world to save us. Jesus would do this by living a perfect life in our place. Jesus lived an obedient life, honoring his parents and superiors. He loved his neighbor and cared for those in need. Jesus never did anything that was wrong. But what did he get in return for this perfect life? A Nobel Peace Prize? No, not even close. Jesus was sent to the cross, beaten, mocked, and even spit on. Jesus suffered the punishment of death on the cross, a death saved for the worst type of criminals. Jesus endured this suffering because of our sin. It wasn't just the Jewish mobs and Pontius Pilate who are guilty of Jesus' death, but also you and me. The prophet Isaiah writes, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." God's word is clear. Since the fall into sin, no one is innocent and free from sin. We don't need to use a fine-tooth comb to find this to be true. Our conscience tells us we have sinned, and God's word confirms it, for the wages of sin is death. Because of our sin, many people feel like they are beyond God's help. They think, after the things I have done or should have done, there is no room for me in heaven. God couldn't forgive the sins that stain my past. And this is why it's so important for us to focus on Jesus' suffering and death. While it does remind us of our sin, it more importantly points us to our Savior who willingly went to the cross so that he could take away the sins of the world, yours and mine. Jesus went to the cross to take the punishment we deserve so that you and I could go free, so that you could be forgiven. He did this because he loves us. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus came into this world to save sinners. He didn't just come to call the righteous few, but all people. God does not forgive us because we are so worthy, and that's a good thing, since we are all sinners. But we are sinners for whom Christ died. The Apostle Paul writes, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." But maybe you still feel like you are beyond forgiveness, beyond God's forgiveness. And one of my favorite Bible passages comes from 1 John, where he writes, "For if our heart condemns us, God is greater than our heart and knows all things." We may be great sinners, but Jesus is a greater Savior. He carried the sins of the world on his back to the cross. If our sins are on Jesus, then they are no longer on you. And we are given a wonderful promise about forgiveness in 1 John chapter 1, where he writes, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Forgiveness is a gift from God, and he wants you to have it. There is no sin too great. Jesus has paid for them all. The season of Lent is certainly a somber time. It causes us to reflect on our sin and also what Jesus endured for our sakes. But more importantly, our Lord's suffering and death show us the great love our Savior has for us. He knew all that he would have to do, the mocking, the cross, and the nails. But that did not stop him. He willingly went to the cross so that he could take you to be with him forever in heaven. During Lent, we see his suffering, but we are not without hope, for we look with hopeful expectation to the empty tomb on Easter morning. Amen. You are listening to Pastor Abraham Fauxton on the Voice of the Shepherd, pastor at King of Grace Lutheran Church in Waukon and Trinity Lutheran Church in Kelmer. Please join us for one of our services on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. in Waukon or at 11 a.m. in Kelmer. You can also find us on Facebook or at our website. May God bless your week.